This is your Northwest Report for Thursday, March 23rd. I'm David Sparks, and ag producers have been a little bit on edge due to President Trump's approach to trade deals such as NAFTA. However, the president hasn't forgotten those rural voters who were a key to his election. Ray Starling, his special assistant for agriculture, trade, and food assistance, says the administration will look to address trade regulations and profitability. He says the president wants to open new markets for agriculture.
I want you to know that the president is committed to negotiating agreements that secure open and equitable access to foreign markets, that insist upon the use of sound science when scientific judgments are implicated, that eliminate tariffs or subsidy regimes that unfairly disadvantage American products, and hold our trading partners accountable when they invoke unfair or unjustified market practices. And this administration will never lose sight of the fact that the number one farm preservation tool we have is farm profitability. Not buzzwords, not catchphrases, or a federal grant program. Farm profitability.
Elsewhere, the Dairy Pride Act would ensure enforcement of current dairy product labeling regulations, not expand or create new regulations. Farm First Dairy Cooperative, based in Madison, Wisconsin, supports the Dairy Pride Act, an acronym for the Defending Against Imitations and Replacements of Yogurt, Milk, and Cheese to Promote Regular Intake of Dairy Everyday Act. David Sparks, aginfo.net.